morning, everyone. JW with Christy. This is The Morning Mix,
where we present live local music and events in the Wasatch Back.
That's what we do.
Let's do it again one more time. Well, many more times, hopefully. Yeah. This is show 231.
It is.
So it's happened, and it's going to happen more.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Our show today is well-stocked with interesting people and music. We're going to have live music in the studio by Moodlight. They'll be on throughout the show. We'll talk to Scott Iwasaki. He is the scene editor of the Park Record newspaper, and he's putting out the parent guide. It hits the newsstands tomorrow. And if you've got kids, you know you're thinking about, what the heck am I going to do with them all summer? And the parent guide will answer all those questions. We'll do weekend events at the bottom of the hour. And then we're going to talk to Richie Fure at 9:40. He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, playing this weekend at Egyptian Theater. It was part of Buffalo Springfield, Poco, and the Souther Hillman Fure Band.
Yeah, founding member of all three.
Right.
Just fantastic. He's been on the program before. We're looking forward to having him back, and it'll be good.
Absolutely. So you want to stay tuned and hear all that. And weekend events at the bottom of the hour. Did I mention that?
That's right.
Because
that's right.
People always ask me, what's happening this weekend? And it's on a Friday after I just read all the stuff. And I'm a little overwhelmed with, there's a lot going on.
You know what I do? I keep my copy, because people say, hey, I didn't write down all the band's names that are playing, all the music, live music on Saturday night. And I just keep it with
you
me.
You just whip out your
page? I just pull the thing out and say, well, this is what we said.
Perfect.
Hopefully we said it right.
Perfect. So
okay, we're going to go to a couple of underwriters. This is KPCW in Park City. You're listening to Morning Mix. When we return, Moodlight is our musical guest for the hour. Stay with us.
Kind woman.
Celebrating the 50th anniversary of Poco, Richie Fure will be performing with his band at the Historic Egyptian Theater April 12th through the 14th. Fure is an American music luminary and a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. Tickets and information at parkcityshows.com or the box office at 328 Main Street. Ticket prices vary by night. Egyptian Theater is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
Leave me lonely tonight.
Of cancers affecting both men and women, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the United States. But it doesn't have to be. I'm Dr. Rick Craig, gastroenterologist at University of Utah Healthcare's Redstone Clinic. Colon cancer is preventable with early screening. If you are 50 or older, get screened. For more information, visit redstone.uofuhealth.org. University of Utah Healthcare is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
Welcome back, Morning Mix. JW here with Christy and our musical guests for the hour. They've been with us before, Moodlight. And it's Katya on vocals, Sean on bass, Evan on drums, and Tor, your electric guitar. Got it. And also the driver of the band.
Yes.
Tor came in this morning, China. Bridgie came in. He came in the wrong way, and my nickname in college was Wrong Way. And I thought, yeah, that's something I would do. That's exactly.
This isn't the plan.
And I've gone through China Bridge backwards before. So
how do you come in the wrong way?
It happens. It's
the wrong way. You just go up instead.
Go
up
the wrong way.
It's like you just didn't get to where you wanted to be. It wasn't like you came in the exit or came in, no, drove around backwards,
it's
or.
No, so he's coming in and he's smiling, and we roll down our windows, and he says, I said, I do that all the time, and I didn't know it was the band. And then he comes in the wrong way, I come in the right way, and we park next to each other.
Oh, yeah, because you were quite happy to see them in the parking garage.
Oh, it was funny.
Okay, now I get it.
Yeah.
Right. I was just pulling in a normal way. I don't know if it was right or wrong. It's just my regular way.
Welcome back to the program. Katya, how you been?
Oh, so good.
Catch us up with what's cooking with Moodlight.
Oh, there's a lot cooking. We have been playing a lot of really fun shows. We just had a really awesome show at Soundwell last weekend for this show called Syndicate. It was such a blast, and there was so many people there, and it was so great. We have a headlining show at Kilby Court on April 25th, which we're really looking forward to. And the most exciting thing is that we're playing at Lightning in a Bottle. It's a festival in California in May, and we've been attending for years and years, and it's just been our biggest dream to play there. And somehow we got booked this year, so we're preparing for that a lot, and it's just going to be so great.
Where's that festival held?
So this year it's at Buena Vista Lake
outside
of Bakersfield in California. It's been in Bradley, California the past few years, but they changed locations this year, so it'll be new.
All right. And what are you going to play for us first?
So we're going to play Speck of Dust, which I don't think we've actually ever played live before, but for some reason we decided to play it this morning.
We like premieres on the show, so that'll be excellent.
Yeah. I actually wrote the lyrics when I was in New York City last year, and we have kind of just been slowly piecing the song together, and it's just a really cool song about collaboration and, yeah.
Live on the Morning Mix, Moodlight.
A speck of dust in the grand scheme, it's only you. But you breathe and you blink and you think too much, and all there's two. Yeah. I wanna bump into you and you and you, spark it up red, yellow, blue. I want to walk the line again, 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 holding hands, talking out and then meet in the middle, the middle, the middle. That's where I'll be, and I hope that with time and time and no time, the middle is we. Bodies made from organelles, let's unitize all of the lies. Feet and brains and tons of pairs of eyes. In the middle, the middle, the middle. That's where I'll be, and I hope that with time and time and no time, the middle is we. I wanna bump into you and you and you, spark it up red, yellow, blue. I won't walk the line again, 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 holding hands, talking out and then meet in the middle, the middle, the middle. That's where I'll be, and I hope that with time and time and no time, the middle is we.
Hi, this is Mandalit Del Barco from NPR News. When I'm in Park City, I listen to KPCW, keeping fresh tracks on the radio.
Support for KPCW comes from Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Pub, offering weekend brunch with traditional menu items such as Eggs Benedict and French toast, as well as Midday Marys and mimosas. On-site parking available. Squatters, good for what ails you. Squatters.com.
Hey, Sheldon.
Yeah, John?
What are you doing this Saturday night between 7 and 8?
Probably hosting Minor Details on KPZW.
I thought it was Dan this week.
I thought it was you, John.
So who's it going
to
be?
Tune in to Minor Details to hear one of us host a show by, for, and about minors.
To hear the voice of the high school community.
Listen to Minor Details from 7 to 8 p.m. every Saturday evening here on KPCW.
We're always taking your requests.
Minor Details is sponsored by Park City UPS Stores,
Miller Orthodontics,
and Heber Park City Appliance.
This is the Morning Mix on KPCW. Our guest right now is Scott Iwasaki. You know him as the scene editor of the Park Record newspaper. That is the section that tells you all the fun things that are going on, the events, the entertainment. But right now, hitting the newsstands tomorrow is the parent guide, which Scott has put together for all those parents out there who are wondering what are they going to do with the kids this summer. Scott, welcome to our show.
Greetings, you guys. Thanks for having me.
I know you're on deadline, and it's so nice that you join us. Tell us a bit about what to expect in the parent guide this year.
Well, you know, the parent guide, we put this together, and it's basically a whole listings of all the summer camps and the summer activities that kids can do. And believe it or not, summer is coming, even though it snowed yesterday. So, but, yeah, we have at least 34 listings of everything from arts, education, and sports adventure camps that are out there available for the kids.
And how do people get the parent guide?
It's free. They can go to any kiosk, Park Record kiosk, and it's free. And it's also free inside the Park Record newspaper as well.
This is going to sell out. You know this one's going to sell out. All these parents are saying, oh, goodness, you know, here we go. The kids are getting out. I mean, they're happy, but at the same time, I mean, they'll be pulling their hair out by the end of August. But you know, this is an issue that's going to sell out, Christy.
Well, it's free.
Yeah, and one of the things that's really cool that I really enjoy about it is that it has the large summer camps like Basin Recreation and Park City Recreation, but also goes into some smaller things like the Granger School of Music, aptitude tutoring, Park City Sailing. You know, some of the things that a lot of people don't know about, or you know, maybe have heard about but not really know that these are offered during the summer as well.
So the guide is free, but you have to buy a newspaper to get it. Is that correct?
No, it's free with
it's standalone. Free. Okay,
and it comes in as the subscription, but also you can go out to one of those free vending machines that's on Main Street, and you'll see the Park City parent. You'll see the parent guide out there.
And I remember from when my son was much younger, and at this time of year, especially because it was just spring break, and you're thinking, wow, I gotta get my act together. So you start looking and perusing and trying to figure out, like, what days of the week do you need coverage, what weeks, what months, what age bracket do the different camps take, and they vary, and then pricing and such. And a lot of camps would sell out. I remember waiting in line for a few hours to get into a Basin Rec camp.
It is amazing how quickly some of these camps sell out. That's why we put it out, you know, in the middle of April. Because, you know, we got to give people a chance to look, register, you know, plan ahead and see what's going on.
I'm glad you mentioned Park City Sailing, because that program has really come together in the last 4 or 5 years. It's modeled after a Boston community boating, because the guy Ken's from Boston. It's just a great program, everything that they've done.
You know, it is cool. And they also they offer half-day lessons, they offer full-day lessons, you know, kids. It's amazing what they have done, you know, as young as 5 to 7 years old and as old as up to 18 years old.
Well, speaking of ages, are there any that you can remember that are listed that are maybe a different age bracket? Like, we know that the 5-year-olds and up to 10-year-olds are probably going to camp, but is there anything of interest for maybe 12 and up that they might still want to go take part in?
Sure. You know, the Kimball Arts Center has many summer offerings that, and some of them are advanced, you know, or older for older students as well, even beginning classes for older students, you know, whether it's ceramics or drawing or even textile and classes as well. Let's see, there's also the National Ability Center, you know, offers a lot of different activities during the summer as well, and, you know, Park City Golf.
Yeah.
They're for older kids as well. So there's plenty of stuff going on.
Do you read through it as I would and think, God, I wish I was a kid? This all sounds like so much fun. So many things to learn and take part in.
I do. Yeah, I really do. Because when I was a kid, you know, we had, a summer camp and we'd go and learn about frogs or something, and then we'd be home.
Yeah, I don't remember enjoying day camp at all.
Yeah. One of the things I do want to mention, though, also is our education writer, Carolyn Weber, and our Summit County writer, Angelique McNaughton, have written articles about technology training, tips for parents regarding drug and alcohol abuse, and tips for parents regarding mental health. So, you know, in addition to the resources of finding the summer camps, it also gives parents tips, especially during the summertime, you know, when a lot of kids have some leisure time, you know, to look out and to, you know, kind of watch out what's going on with their kids.
I never went to summer camp.
Oh, really?
Maybe I still can.
I swear, you read all these offerings for the kids, and you're like, I want to take that class.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Maybe
yeah,
you can.
I wish we did.
Hey, Scott, on a separate subject.
Yes, sir.
You know, I just want to thank you for shining a light on the local music scene and for bands that are coming from outside of Park City coming into the Park City area. You really do a good job.
Oh, thank you very much. You know, music is one of my first loves. I'm a drummer, but I also have played in a lot of bands before I, you know, decided to become a writer. You know, my first major, too, was theater, so
yeah.
Arts kind of runs in my family. But thank you. Thank you for letting me know about that, because it's really important to me, I think.
Oh, it's really important to Christy and I, too. It's kind of the basis of the show, so we have a lot of fun with it.
Great. And, you know, Park City's getting a lot of bands, and, you know, with Mountain Town Music, you know, and with all the Egyptian theater, oh, my goodness, and Echoes, it's just amazing what can come here.
Yeah, it's great. And Richie Fury is going to be in the program a little bit later.
Oh, great. He was such a fun, energetic interview. I really enjoy talking with him.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, so the parent guide, again, will be coming out tomorrow. You're going to want to get your copy and highlight and dog-ear it to know which camps you want to sign your kids up for. Also read the great articles. It's not just for locals. I think it's on the newsstands for a while, and I imagine that visitors who are here with their kids will pick it up and figure out what to do with, what great offerings there are. We're not trying to get rid of the kids. We're just trying to enrich them, and they have such great opportunities.
Yeah, and you know, people can come to the Park Record too and pick up some copies as well. So we'll have some things here as well.
And tell us where the Park Record is located.
It's at 1670 Bonanza Drive. We share the parking lot with the Park Regency and Alberto's and Clockwork Cafe.
Right in there, yeah.
Super central. Yep. So yeah, go get your copy. And Scott, thanks so much for joining us. And we'll
thanks
look forward to talking to you
me.
Again. When's the next thing coming out that you need to...
Let's see. Well, the next parent guide will come out in late summer, August, and it will be basically about tips for going back to school, you know, shopping tips, budget tips, things like that.
Excellent. Thanks so much for joining us, and get that deadline so you can get that on the newsstand tomorrow.
Thanks, you guys. It was
Thank
a pleasure.
You, Scott.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that'll be fun. It sounds like a comprehensive guide, lots of stuff going on, and
it's essential if you're a parent
essential.
In this town.
Yeah.
Because you do start to think about, I mean, everyone's thinking about what they're doing for summer. You can't really last minute it if you're going to do family vacations and, things you want to steer your summer around. You want to know what the kids are doing.
Yeah. Hey, you remember that tease of spring? It's currently 33 degrees outside our Sweet Alley studios here in Old Town. Today, there's an 80% chance of snow showers. I don't see them right now, but this is what the National Weather Service is saying. Also, it tapers from 80 to 20% tonight with a low of 23. The high today will be 38. Saturday night, slight chance of snow showers, 20%, high of 43, a low of 29. And Sunday, it's going to be a mix of showers and possibly snow, with a high of 50 as the day moves on. And then Sunday night, it's low of 37, again, a mix of showers. Let's go all the way out to Monday. 60% chance of rain and snow, likely with a high of 50. So it is warming up a little bit. And that is the weather report. And if you don't like the weather, just wait a minute. It changes pretty quick. But that's what's going on here.
Yesterday, I think it was a blizzardy snowstorm. And 4 minutes later, the sun was out.
Yeah, I know.
So when you say it doesn't look like snow now, I'm like, well, it can come and go pretty quick.
Yeah.
Is it time?
Is time.
Weekend events.
I'm going to let you
The Park City Library off. And Park City Film have another free film screening today at 4 p.m. This is part of their spring break free movies every day. They are showing Jane. It's the story of Jane Goodall and her early research in Tanzania studying the chimpanzees. And there's even free popcorn.
If you get a chance, see that movie. Have you seen that movie?
I have not.
Oh, it's fantastic. The Easter Bunny has arrived early in Heber, is riding the Heber Valley Railroad this weekend and next weekend on specially scheduled train trips. There'll be a magic show before the train ride and a petting zoo at the depot as well. Check the schedule on goheberValley.org.
Park City Film is screening They Shall Not Grow Old at the Jim Sandy Auditorium tonight and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and again Sunday at 6.
Here's what's cooking for live music Friday night. Michael McDonald is performing at the DeJoria Center in Camas. Richie Fury Band at the Egyptian Theater. Wise Bird at the Cabin. Lavelle Dupree is at the Downstairs. And Metal Dogs at the Spur.
Well, that's it for Friday. Let's move on to tomorrow, Saturday, at the Park City Ice Arena. There will be drop-in sledge hockey at noon. You can register on their Facebook event, which is hosted by the PC Ice Arena and the National Ability Center. It's running this weekend and several weekends coming up.
There'll be a free screening of Zarafa at the Park City Library at 4 p.m. With, again, the option of free popcorn.
Summit County Library at Kimball Junction will be screening Little Pink House in their Books to Film series. The free screening will be followed by a discussion of the book and the film.
The Timpanogos Belvedere's family-friendly improv comedy show will be at the Timp Valley Theater at 7 p.m. on Saturday.
The Richie Fury Band is at the Egyptian Theater again tomorrow night. Pixie and the Partygrass Boys are at the Spur, and DJ Juggy will be at the Downstairs.
That's going to button it up for Saturday. We move on to Sunday. The annual Boneyard Customer Appreciation Party is happening at the Boneyard from 1 until 4 o'clock with giveaways and an opportunity drawing.
That's a fun party. I'm going to definitely go to that one. For the concert announcements today, we can tell you that the full Deer Valley concert schedule is out now. They just added to the calendar Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real on August 8th and Thievery Corporation on August 23rd. Those tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. right after this show. And just so you know, the other Deer Valley concerts already on sale include Michael Fronte and Spearhead with Ziggy Marley on June 30th, Jenny Lewis on July 11th, Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals, along with Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue on August 11th, John Butler Trio, along with St. Paul and the Broken Bones on August 17th, and Squeeze on September 7th. The ticket link can be found at deervalley.com.
And we mentioned under Friday and Saturday that Richie Fury Band would be at the Egyptian at 8 p.m. We also want to mention that he and his band will be at the Egyptian on Sunday, and that show will be at 6 p.m., so Friday and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 6.
And he'll be here on the show in 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Looking forward to that. Well, our musical guest for the hour, our part of our ensemble, is Moodlight. Katya on vocals, Sean on bass, Evan on drums, Tor on six-string guitar, electric guitar. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's great to have you again.
Katya's got great radio voice.
She does. She does.
You gonna hire me? Welcome.
Maybe. Yeah. Are you free?
We're on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Yeah.
No, not when you're free. Are you free?
Yeah. It's a volunteer radio station.
Yeah. Yeah. The Volunteer Air Force. But it's cool. You know, money's not everything, right? Right, Christy?
Well, just kidding.
Well.
I just need a little bit more.
So are you guys all in Salt Lake? Where are you all
yes,
living?
Yes, we are, yeah.
And so you said you played at the Soundwell. That's in Salt Lake. And what was the other one after that? Oh, you're going to be at Kilby Court.
Yeah, it's on April 25th.
On 425.
Kilby Court is such a fun venue.
It is, yeah. We've seen a lot of great shows there. And we had such an amazing experience when we opened a couple months ago for another band. So, yeah, that was...
They're having a anniversary party with Death Cab for Cutie is playing.
Oh,
a block party. Yeah. Okay. Which it's like a shed down an alley. And Death Cab for Cutie is playing there. I thought that it's going to be a big party. Apparently they played there when they were up and coming, maybe.
A lot of bands did,
yeah.
Yeah, Kilby is great.
Well, excellent. So do you guys go to shows and just say, all right, I want to be on this stage?
Yes. Yeah.
You dream it and it happens.
Yeah,
and
that's what I was saying. Lightning in a bottle. We've
yeah.
just been going there, and every stage is so amazing. And the stage actually that we're performing at is called the Grand Artique, and it's this really amazing, like, old Western vibe with, like, old villages and little grocery stores and stuff like that. And they deck out the whole thing, and it's so cool.
So what's the regular experience compared to the radio experiences where we have a drum box instead of a full drum kit and the guitars have been subdued a little bit? So, you know, tell us what a live performance at a regular...
Yeah, so Evan is pretty underappreciated right now. Evan usually plays the keys and our electronic drum pad.
Well, mostly the saxophone.
And the saxophone, yeah,
it's
sorry.
It's like my primary instrument.
You gotta love your mic.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say the biggest difference from our how we're playing right now to our live set is that we've started to incorporate a lot of electronic backing tracks. So the music we make that we have available online has a lot of synthesizers and a lot of layers. And so for the last couple of months, we've been ironing out how to get that into a live set and have it all kind of blend together into a smooth sound. And we've started to do that successfully. And so
it's a lot more high energy.
Able to bring like a big dancey groove if we want, if we're playing it kind of a more club style venue, but then we're also able to tone it down into more of an acoustic style set if we want to do that as well. So it's been a lot of fun. We're kind of our main pull is that we're just really dynamic, and so we can kind of go from really soft to really big but still maintain a really good sound quality. So yeah.
Well, with that, what would you like to play next?
We're going to play a song called Potpourri, which is about really intense dreams and sort of how they leave you affected, even though they were just a dream.
Live on the Morning Mix, Moodlight.
Because of my dreams, I can only see in red. I smelt the potpourri and both my cheeks were wet. It was real to me, so real for me. How can I shake it off? Because of my dreams, I can only see in red. I can only see in red. Just a dream, it don't mean a thing, but I could. Why wouldn't I wake before I broke? Why wouldn't I rebel when I woke? It's just a dream, it don't mean a thing, but I could smell the potpourri.
Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we should, I know what I want to do. I want to play a
Tell
song
us.
From Poco right now. This is from the Inside album. The name of the song is Bad Weather, and this was one of my very favorite songs in college. So I don't know if you've heard this before, Christy, but check this out.
And I can't help the feeling that you and I, we won't get to see another day today.
together looks like bad weather. And I can see it all there in your eyes, and it comes to me as no surprise. In fact, you don't need me here no more. Your feeling tells the score. Your words, they are getting hard for me to find. Take me by my hand, and you're leading me blind. Ooh, ooh,
once again, that's Bad Weather from the Inside album, Poco, I think 1972-ish. I'm going to ask Richie in just a minute. But joining us now is Richie Furay. He is a founding member of Buffalo Springfield, Poco, Southern Hillman Fury Band. He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning, and thank you. And it was bad weather, too, driving in here.
It was. And before we start yakking, I just want to mention again that Richie Furey and his band will be at the Egyptian tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m., Sunday night at 6 p.m.
Correct. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah. How you been?
Oh, it's been a whirlwind the last couple of years, you know, so it's been really good, though.
Yeah. You're traveling, you're playing music, you're
well,
keeping
not
busy.
As much. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to retire of sorts, but it doesn't work out that well that way, you know. So, you know, and playing music is, you know, one of my passions, so I'm going to be playing music and until something tells me I can't play it anymore. I might find that out. No, I'm not.
And for folks that have not attended one of the Richie Furey band performances before, can you tell us what they could expect if they go to the Egyptian this weekend?
Well, I'm actually with a quartet this weekend. We've been doing it in all kinds of different configurations. And so my daughter, Jessie Lynch, is with me. Keyboard player Jack Jacket is with me. And I have a fiddle, mandolin, dobro, guitar player, Randall Utterback playing with me. So it's going to be, it's more of an intimate type setting for me this time.
And what a theater for an intimate setting.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Actually, the last time I was here, I was with my guitar player and my daughter. So we've added one player this time. But I've just, you know, learned, hey, sometimes we'll take a full band. Sometimes we'll take just a few people along, you know. But I just thought this time it would be really neat just to have just an intimate kind of show. And what they can expect, hey, I've got 50 years of music to pick from. So we'll be playing from Buffalo Springfield, Poco, Souther Hillman, Furey, and my solo music. So we're going to cover the spectrum in the amount of time that we have.
Excellent.
It's hard to do, you know.
With a three-night engagement, are the shows different night to night?
They can be. This is going to be the first time that we've played with Randall, and so I'm going to, you know, we'll sort out the music that we've prepared, and, you know, depending upon the timing and all, you know, we'll see what we can play, but most of it's going to be, I mean, generally the template will be the same, but we'll try and squeeze some new other music in for if somebody comes two nights in a row. Love to do that, yeah.
And do you live at altitude in Colorado? We're about 7,000 feet here. Is there any issue for you?
That's exactly where our home is.
Okay.
7,000 feet at home.
Okay, good, good.
So we won't have that oxygen issue.
I took oxygen little things with me the last time we were here, though, just in case, you know.
Absolutely.
Well, Jim Messina thought that he had a heart attack, and he had to cancel one of his shows.
I thought he did have a heart attack.
No, it was the altitude.
Really?
And he had to cancel his show, and he did not rebook. The altitude, he had too much of a problem with it.
Yeah. So. Well, don't we all? I think it's funny when people come and they say, "Oh, I'm struggling from it." I'm like, "We get winded when we walk upstairs too."
My problem is I go to sea level, because I'm so acclimated to it now that when I fly to New York or fly to Boston, I
feel oxygen rich.
No, I have a headache for a couple of hours. It feels like there's a lot of pressure on my head, and I don't know what it is, but I'm used to the altitude now.
Yeah, I've gotten used to it, but you know, you go up. I mean, still up into the high country, you know, I can feel myself getting lightheaded now. When I was younger, I didn't notice it so much, but a little more now, you know, if I go fishing up, you know, in the 10,000 foot range, you know, or something, you know, I can feel the altitude.
Richie, I want to ask you about music terms.
No.
I mean, okay.
No, just kidding.
You can ask someone what kind of music do they like, and there's this one word that seems to divide people. So someone could say, I like all kinds of music, except country. Mm-hmm. Or somebody might say, I like country music. But when you started out, like Poco was described as a country rock band.
Right.
And there was a new genre. And it filled up with bands like Eagles and America and Poco. But it's become such a divider. Do you not feel that way?
Well, maybe I'm not in tune or not in touch. I don't know. I mean, music just changes rapidly, and I know that, you know, in the 70s we did start a genre of music. I don't like labels per se. I mean, yes, we did add country instruments when we started with Poco. We added the steel guitar with Rusty Young, basically, you know, what we were doing. What has become sort of popular, I think, in the last few years is Americana. And that would have been more of maybe what we were mixing folk music with Buffalo Springfield. We were mixing country music with Poco, and then so it was kind of like a conglomerate. But I never tried to think of, well, we're going to be a country rock band. That was just a label that was put on us, I think, because we did have a steel guitar. Now, why it's divided, I don't know.
But that's what I wanted to delve more into is why was it used? Like, what did it define? And if it was the steel guitar, that makes sense. I also wondered if it was just the harmonies.
Well, it could be. And Jimmy Messina and I, when we did start, that was one thing that we wanted. We wanted to make sure that we had harmonies. But what we wanted to do, we wanted to cross over to the country music that was happening out of Nashville and maybe up in Bakersfield even, to rock and roll, or to what was considered to be more of a rock and roll sound at the time.
I think you have to look at what came before. And in the 50s, you had this rock and roll that was had no elements of country at all. And then in the 60s, with the acid rock and with Hendrix, and then Led Zeppelin started coming along with what would become a heavy metal type sound. I mean, it was hard driving stuff. So when you introduce the fiddle and Rusty Young's pedal steel and the acoustic guitars, it was distinct from the soft acoustics of a James Taylor, because it definitely had a country element to it. And I think that's
James would have been probably more leaning coming in from the folk music side.
Yeah, soft 70s.
You know, and then we came in with we were playing electric instruments. I mean, it was not like we were a folk band, you know. I mean, when we were in New York, folk music was actually taking on a rock and roll sound with the Lovin' Spoonful. They started playing. Remember when Dylan started playing electric music too?
Yeah.
And so that was what we were kind of doing. But we did have the idea in mind, Jimmy and I did, to cross over the country music of the day and the rock and roll music. But I mean, golly, when we were doing our music, I mean, there was so much. People experimenting, so as you were saying, in so many different styles of music. I mean, out in California, there was the Beach Boys, there were the Turtles, there were a whole bunch of, there was Love, there was Doors, there was Buffalo Springfield, there was Poco, there was just like, the music was just like, whoa, it's, what's your flavor today,
right.
You know?
And interestingly, in addition to an acoustic guitar sound, maybe a fiddle coming in, or a pedal steel, on the six-string guitar sound, Jim Messina had that Telecaster where he'd pull the treble up, and that had such a strong country undertone to it.
Sure.
And his style was, you know, really helped to drive that genre.
Absolutely, James Burton was definitely an influence on Jimmy and his playing and his picking.
Yeah. Oh, great. Hey, tell us about this documentary with Cameron Crowe.
Well, Cameron he's the voice on the trailer right now. Whether we'll get him to actually do the documentary with us, you know, that's still a work in progress. Some of it's being still written right now, but it is making progress. And my manager, David Stone, and friend Denny Klein just decided that they thought, you know what, your story is unique. And it is a unique story. I mean, I dropped out of music for almost 10 years and pastored a church for 35 years.
Calvary Chapel in Denver.
We started in Boulder and then moved to Broomfield, and then I retired a year and a half ago from the pulpit ministry. You know, retire from the ministry. I mean, you're always, you know, doing that. But they just wanted to put together this life story and really tell it. And I think the little trailer that they put out, you know, is gonna be really good. But Cameron, you know, I was his first interview way back in the day before he was just a kid. And I hadn't seen him for I don't know how many years. And there you go, on social media, his name popped up on something that I had put on social media. And I wrote back to him and I said, Cameron, if this is you, I really would love to see you. I'm coming to Los Angeles. I'm going to be opening for Timothy at the Saban Theater in Los Angeles, and love to have you come and just love to touch bases again. He wrote right back, said, it's me. I'm coming. I'll see you then. And we just connected again. And it was like, I mean, even the time, you know, when I was doing the interview and he was so, I mean, he really loved Poco and all, but I never knew him real well. I mean, we connected a bit and we would see each other back in the day. But it was just like we were old friends when he was at the Saban Theater. He was such a, I mean, he's a sweetheart.
Do you remember what you thought of this 15-year-old coming to interview you?
You know.
give hope to all those young people starting out that they can
thinking,
talk to
I was thinking, this is
going
to be easier than Ben Fong Torres and Rolling Stone, you know, because everybody feared Ben. We've become friends over the years, but back in the day, you know, it was like, whoa, Ben Fong Torres, you better watch. But with Cameron, it was like, okay, we can manipulate this guy maybe, you know.
I don't know who would be more surprised, Poco or Jan Wenner, when he found out he was 15 years old, because he was communicating by phone. Yeah. He obviously had, you know, a lot of chops for understanding the, you know, the business. Oh. And he wrote some sample pieces, and Jan said, yeah, go out and cover this band.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, we find out he's 15 years old.
Yeah, I love to hear stories like that because, I mean, there was a passion in Cameron's heart. He is a gifted and talented guy, and away went. And so I'm very happy to have him, you know, be the voice. I mean, when we said, hey, we're going to put this documentary together, you know, we'd like you to you know, participate in some way, and he was ready to go. So we'll just see as it kind of unfolds. We've been working on getting the finances together on it, and so we'll see how it goes.
And listeners can support the finances, right? If they go to your website, they can donate to
absolutely,
get this movie made. And is the working title or the final title Through It All, The Life and Influence of Richie Furay?
I think that's it.
I wanted to ask you, Cameron, in his narration on that trailer, he calls you a musician's musician. Can you
elaborate?
Well, he's
being very generous and very kind there. I guess you have to call a singer a musician as well. As a guitar player, I'm a rhythm guitar player, and I don't want to belittle that because I think it's a very important part of the whole sound, you know, but I'm not the guy that's going to...
Behind you.
I'm not the
guitar player's hooting in the background.
Yeah. I'm not the guy that's going to step out when they say, take it. You know, although you just played Bad Weather, and I did play the 12-string solo on that particular song, but I was just talking to Randall last night at dinner, you know, and just saying, you know, I was just a lazy guitar player. But I mean, if I sat down and I worked something out, I could work it out, but it would be pretty much worked out to where it was the same every time. It wouldn't be, you know, an ad lib. Okay, take it, you know. But as a music, that sounded like a cat, didn't it?
So we'll have to have a timeout.
There was a visual to the listeners. There was a visual to that.
We'll just have a timeout for a moment because I don't know if you heard the intro, but Bad Weather was, I mean, Rosa Cimarron, and I mean, there were so many songs that I liked, but Bad Weather was my favorite. And of course, the 12-string guitar and Rusty Young's pedal steel is featured in that song. How did that song come together?
Well, that was Paul's audition song for Poco when Jimmy decided he was going to leave, and we were searching at that particular time that we wanted to take Poco more in the rock and roll side rather than the countryside. And Paul had written a Bad Weather for Illinois Speed Press when he was in the Illinois Speed Press. And he just sat and played it, and that was it, you know. Hey, this is good. And then we were sitting there, and we just started contributing and putting in, you know, things that we felt that, you know, how we could contribute to make the song ours, because that was the thing. We didn't want to do a copy version of what Illinois Seed Press did, but we loved the song so much that we wanted to take the song and make it ours. And I loved it so much that I don't think I'd played a guitar solo on any of my music and Poco's music up until then. I mean, when you surround yourself with Neil Young and Stephen Stills and Jim Messina and Rusty Young and Paul Cut, you know, I didn't think about, you know, actually being a lead guitar player or whatever, but I wanted to add something to that, and so that's one of the songs that I did add a lead guitar to, that 12-string.
I had a 6-string harmony. It was made out of mahogany.
Oh, yeah.
And bought from Sears and Roebuck, I think harmony came from. And as a result of Bad Weather, I went out and saved my money up and bought a 12-string acoustic.
Hey.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, but, you know, the biggest challenge, of course,
is
trying to figure out how to keep those in tune. And here I am. I want to mention you can go to richiefury.com. His website for all sorts of information, but you can also, of course, take a peek at Cameron Crowe's trailer.
Absolutely.
And you can also learn more about the movie and see if you'd like to participate.
Yeah, be a partner in it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy.
Well, thank you so much for joining us
again.
Christy,
thank
this
you.
Is round two, and we will look forward to seeing you the next time you're in town.
Yeah, awesome.
Come back anytime.
And bring some folks out. I understand there's a couple seats left in there. So
all right,
bring
a couple
some
seats
folks
left
out.
At the Egyptian Theater. Yeah. Always a great show. Friday and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 6. People can get tickets at parkcityshows.com or call the box office at 649-9371.
Richie Fury, break a leg. I'll see you Saturday night. And we're going to go to a couple of underwriters when we return, Mood Life, for a final song. Stay with us.
All right.
Matt here from San Francisco Design, supporting our local radio station, KPCW. Since 1990, San Francisco Design offers interior design and a mix of European and mountain contemporary home furnishings with store locations in Salt Lake City and Park City on Bonanza Drive. On the web at sanfrandesign.com. San Francisco Design. Love your home.
So there's probably a smart speaker in your home. I don't want to say her name because I don't want to turn her on without your permission. I am married, after all. Did you know you could ask her to play KPCW? You can listen to great music, news, and information no matter where you are. As long as you have that smart speaker or KPCW app on your phone or your laptop where you can stream us online, KPCW Radio isn't limited by our broadcast signal in Summit and Wasatch County. You can take us wherever you are in the world and listen like a local.
Hi, this is Katie Wang from Park City Film, inviting you to gather up your friends, family, and favorite popcorn bowl and come on over to the Santee Auditorium to see the finest in independent film in a unique community setting. Who knows? You might even win something in the raffle. Films are rolling now, so check out our calendar at parkcityfilm.org and then join us on Friday and Saturday nights at 8 p.m. or Sundays at 6 p.m. Park City Film, Park City's home for independent cinema since 1995 and sponsor of KPCW's Friday Film Review.
We want to thank our sponsors, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, San Francisco Design, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties.
And you are listening to KPCW in Park City. We want to thank our musical guest for the hour, Mood Light, and that's Katya on vocals, Sean on bass, Evan on drums, and Tor, rhythm guitarist, who now feels like the power of a lead guitarist. So but that was just great having Richie in here. And he's still here with us.
Absolutely. We've got time for one more song. Katya, what are you going to play?
We're going to play one of our favorite covers recently called Come Out and Play by Billie Eilish. And it's just a really sweet, sweet, peaceful little lullaby.
Spring's around the corner. Get outside. Have some fun. Thanks for joining us this morning. And this is Mood Light live on KPCW.
Wake up and smell the coffee. Is your cup half full or empty? When we talk, you say it softly, but I love it when you're awfully quiet. Ooh, you don't have to keep it quiet. You see, a piece of paper could be a little greater. Show me what you can make it, 'cause you'll never know until you try it. Ooh, you don't have to keep it quiet. Ooh. And I know it makes you nervous, but I promise you it's worth it to show them everything you kept inside. Don't hide, don't hide. Too shy to say, but I hope. Stay, don't hide, wait, come out and play. Ooh. It's cold to hear inside in silence. Ooh, you don't have to keep it quiet.